welcome. Today I was in Detroit to give a speech to a company. At the very last minute, the company decided for me to deliver the speech to an empty auditorium, and they streamed it via live webinar. There's a story I tell in my speech. It's a story that always gets a huge laugh, and I want to share that story with you. A few years ago, I got really into jogging. And one thing I can't figure out with jogging, those little earbud headphones don't stay in my ears. So I jog with the big Beats noise-reducing headphones. And I've been told when I'm jogging with those headphones that I have a striking resemblance to Warren from the movie There's Something About Mary. And another thing I can't figure out about jogging when you're in an urban area and you get to a red light, are you supposed to jog in place and keep your heart rate going? Or do you stop at the red light and let your heart rate decline? So a few years ago, I was jogging in LA with my big Beats headphones. I got to a red light. I start jogging in place. This car of high school kids pulls up next to me. And they start speaking to me, but I couldn't understand them because I had these big headphones on. So I took off the headphones and all I could hear the kids say was, "Loser ever." And I took them off all the way and I said, "I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you." And the kid screams at me, "You're the biggest loser ever." And I scream back at him, "Go away," which was stupid because they started erupting and going crazy, yelling at me at the top of their lungs. I just wanted this stupid light to turn green. And then all of a sudden, the kid in the back seat starts shushing all the other kids in the car. He says, "Shh, shh, shh." And he looks at me and he says, "Dude, aren't you my mom's yoga teacher?" And sure enough, I recognize the kid. He used to take my yoga class with his mom. And he's shushing all the kids in the back of the car. "Shh, shh, leave him alone, leave him alone." And he says, "Dude, my mom loves your yoga class." And I screamed at the kid, "Does your mom know you're a punk-ass bitch?" And they drove away, and I felt so badly for my un-yogic slip of the tongue. Because jogging in place is awkward, and I'm sort of asking for it. And from the second we wake up in the morning to the second we go to sleep at night, it's all about speed, efficiency, convenience. God forbid the internet goes down, we freak out. Franz Kafka said, "Be still. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet." In other words, in the pause, that's where we find the love and the healing, the synchronicity and the opportunity to come to the red light and forsake pace for peace. Okay, so I told this story in my speech today, and there were probably five people in the room who were part of the team from this company who invited me to speak. And when I said that line at the end, "punk-ass bitch," I think it was very off-putting, and nobody in the room was laughing. Now, if there's a crowd in the room, that story always gets a big laugh. Not today, there was no crowd. But the team that I was speaking to, they looked at how many people were watching on the online platform. There were 313 people watching the speech. It's on a platform called Zoom. And there was a lot of chatter while they're watching. And that punk-ass bitch part of the speech actually created heightened engagement. So I tell you all of this because something is lost in translation when we're not in the room together. But this has been the case for a long, long time. Something's lost in translation when we're texting each other. It's lost in translation over email. It's lost in translation even when we're watching a game on TV. You don't get the experience of what's actually happening at the game. It used to be the only way you could have an experience was by being there. Nowadays, you can have an experience through countless digital mediums. So here we are in this world now where everything's canceled. For the next few weeks, maybe the next few months, you can't go to your office, can't go to a concert or a game. There are so many negative ways to view this, but I want to share with you one positive way. This is a chance to take a step back and have an experience of being in the most important place, in your home, with yourself, with the people you love, taking a step back. Less distractions, less excuses. There's not even a game on TV to watch. There's a new book out right now. It's called Do Nothing by Celeste Headlee. We're living in a world right now where there's more time to do nothing. There was this widely circulated interview today with this guy, Michael Osterholm, who's an infectious disease expert, maybe the foremost expert in the world, who basically predicted that coronavirus would be coming. And he said the very best thing that you can do to prevent coronavirus, the very best thing, take care of yourself. Get a lot of sleep. Get back to the basics. Maybe it's impossible to do nothing, but do less. Come to this glaring red light in our history and forsake pace for peace. It's something we practice every time we meditate, to take care of yourself. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And let's just take it one moment, one breath at a time. Coming to our centering thought, just this moment, just this breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe. Maybe not to do nothing, but to do less. Just this moment, just this breath, just this moment, just this breath. coming back to the moment. It was surreal today to give a speech to an empty auditorium. And as I discovered, one of my stories was very much lost in translation. But that's the way the world has been for a really long time. So much emotion, so much reaction, so much human experience is lost in a text message or an email or watching something on TV. It used to be the only way you could have an experience was by being there. We're sort of getting back to that right now. There's not so many distractions, not so many places you can go. Can't even watch a game on TV. Right now, it's about being at home with the ones you care about. That infectious disease expert, he said the best thing you can do to prevent coronavirus, take care of yourself. Get sleep. Maybe not do nothing, but do less. This is a glaring red light in our history. May we forsake pace for peace. See you tomorrow.